Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Right now, this was almost shocking to us yesterday that we walked away from the show.
Oh, well, yeah.
Feeling good
about something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe it was Laura that called us up and said that her friend who was over here from Scotland lost her engagement ring in the flukiest of ways.
The title of her email was, "It'd be funny if it wasn't true."
Right. And I think that's pretty accurate. So listen to this. And we actually had closure on something on the Burt Show where everybody walked away happy. It was Burt Show listeners helping out other Burt Show listeners. This was pretty cool yesterday on the show. If you missed it just about a half an hour ago, we started talking to Laura about some friends that were visiting her from Scotland that ended up in a really nasty situation.
Our friends Graham and Jenny live in Scotland, and they scraped their money together for Jenny's birthday to come over here. We go out to dinner for Jenny's birthday, and Graham decides he's going to propose. So he gives her the ring at dinner. Everything goes fine. We have a few drinks, and we were on our way home, and the ring was too big for her ring finger, so she put it on her middle finger. Okay. We're sitting in the car, and she puts it on her ring finger to show it to me and gestures, and it flies off of her finger and bounces off the windshield of my car and goes into the defrost vents of my car.
What bad luck,
so,
man.
Of course, at the time, you know, everybody was like, oh, all you have to do, you just take out a couple trays, we'll just, everything will be fine. She gets out of the car, and we all realize that it's the worst possible situation that could have happened. So the next morning, we got on the phone with the dealership, and we talked to them about what to do, and they say that it is the worst possible place in the car it could have landed. Basically, every single part in the car is stacked up on top of the defrost system behind the dash. It's going to be between $1,500 and $3,000 to get out of the dashboard of the car.
Which may or may not be more expensive than the actual ring itself, you know?
That's exactly right.
So we got Laura some help here, and a couple of people called up and volunteered, and it looks like we finally got this thing done, and we're going to find somebody that's certified to work on BMWs and get that engagement ring out. But, Laura.
Yes.
You said your friends in Scotland's names there were?
Graham and Jenny.
Graham and Jenny.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Graham is on the phone from Scotland.
Hey! Hey, Laura.
Hi, Graham.
How are you?
Oh, how are you?
I'm good and absolutely delighted and so happy that all the lovely people that have called in and made those offers.
Oh, I love that lovely Scottish accent.
I know, right?
It's awesome.
Play some bagpipes.
Jeff.
I will definitely be back to Atlanta, not least because of wonderful friends like Laura, Denver, Ali and Tina, but also the generosity that everyone has shown this morning has so humbled me. I'm just so happy.
You're so cute.
Oh, congratulations.
Hey, remember Robin who called a few minutes ago and her husband, who's the manager at a BMW dealership, was trying to call at the same time?
Yep.
We have him on line...
Line three?
He's on line three.
All right, Graham, hold on one second here.
I will do.
Okay. Hello, be with you in just one bloody minute.
Jeff.
What the hell was that?
He's like Mr. Insult Everyone today.
What is wrong?
Good morning, Paul.
You're not good at accents, honey.
Why do you talk over there?
Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Now, Paul, you work where?
Global BMW.
Global BMW. All right, and can you help Laura? Have you heard her situation with the engagement ring with Jenny and Graham?
I've heard the situation. My wife called me and told me what's going on, and we'd be happy to take care of it.
Thank you. Again, that's Global Imports. Global Imports.
How
global
appropriate.
Imports.
Global. He's in Scotland. We're here. Global is appropriate.
Wow.
Destiny.
Full circle. I know. Fate.
Destiny. Hey, Graham.
Like United Nations of car repair.
Graham, is there anything you want to say to Paul here? Because he's going to be the one to inevitably help you out here.
Paul, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am so pleased that you've been able to do this for me.
Hey,
two offers I would love to make. The next time we're in Atlanta, we'll make a point of trying to meet up and I'll get you a beer or two or maybe three. And if you're ever over in Scotland, then I would love to meet up and, again, buy you a beer or two.
I want to go to Scotland now.
It all revolves around beer in Scotland, doesn't it?
I think whiskey as well should get a mention because it's a very important part of our life.
Don't want to insult you, sorry.
I just, okay. Graham, I'm curious a little bit about the history of the ring. How long did it take you to get this ring for? And, you know, how did you pick it? I just think it's so sad that she had it for 4 hours before it got stuck in the car.
I had got it about 2 weeks before. It was really for about 3 months we'd been planning it out. That I was going to ask Jenny to marry me, but of course the one person that didn't know was Jenny. So hard as I tried, I went to the wire to try and get her finger size so that I could get her one that had a proper fit, and things got so close. And eventually I had to go to the jewellers, and the jeweller agreed that if it wasn't the correct size, then they would resize it or whatever. So I really only had the ring for about 2 weeks.
And knew that there might be a sizing issue.
Yeah, well, that was why it flew off her finger.
And I'm just curious, I always wonder this.
So I have no regrets at all about surprising Jenny, especially asking her to marry me, but... the size thing is maybe one that I should revisit in future. And advice to any guys out there, if you're going to surprise your girlfriend, you know, get the ring size first.
Hey, Graham, I'm always curious, where was the ring hidden when you guys were traveling from Scotland to the States?
Well, there is a story, because we took two suitcases with us, and we basically just, you know, threw some things in the big case, some things in the small case. So I actually stuck it in my jeans pocket, which was in the big suitcase. And we got searched at Edinburgh Airport the Monday when we were flying over. And I had to make excuses to Jenny so that if they had opened and rummaged right through the suitcase, that they couldn't have gone, "And what's this, sir?" In which case, the whole thing would have been blown. But fortunately, they never got that far down.
So you kind of got away with it
that way. What was the story you were going to tell her? Because you just said that you had a story. Did you say you had a story planned?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Well, no,
I'm just trying to get him to talk more. That's all.
A story in the event that the security guy had asked, why, you know, such an expensive piece of jewelry was there.
Hey, listen to this. This is so unbelievable. Let me put Jill on here real quick. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Bert.
Go ahead. Talk to Graham.
Hey, Graham. I'm coming to Scotland on Monday. My husband and I are going with another group of friends, and we're going to play golf. And if the ring's going to be ready, I would love to bring it to you.
Oh, yay!
Wonderful.
I don't know where I'm going to be or where you are. I don't know much about Scotland, but if I could help it anyway, it's just so random.
Right. Have you any idea in what area you're playing golf?
Excuse me?
Have you any idea of what area of Scotland you're playing golf in?
I think we're playing in a few different areas. We're definitely doing St. Andrews. We're doing Troon.
Oh.
We're doing, I don't know, a few other places. We're definitely going to be in Edinburgh.
Right, okay, well, I work in Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We're going to be there in 30 days, and I'm hand-delivering it myself.
Oh, okay.
We're not letting this thing go anywhere else.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why don't you trust Jill?
That's a lovely offer, though. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
maybe
Jill.
I can get your information anyways, and we can meet you up in Scotland, and you
and
can
have a beer.
Local stuff.
Whiskey.
Shots.
They clearly don't trust you, Jill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, congrats. I'm just glad you'll get your ring back and everything, and it'll all work out for you.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks for the offer. You have a good time in Scotland.
Thank you so much. And Bert Show, I love you guys the most, and I'm so happy right now that I'm on the radio.
Thanks.
Oh, awesome. Have a great trip. And I just think our listeners are the best.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you this. How long do you think it would be for Global Imports to get that ring out of the dash?
I'll set the appointment up for tomorrow, if that's good.
Perfect.
We should have it out by tomorrow evening.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
now,
that's so
is
awesome.
This really a 15-hour project we're talking about, Paul?
Honestly, I'm not sure. but I know that we'll take care of it.
But we're okay with you volunteering other people because they technically work for you. So volunteer all you want.
I would. I wish that somebody had a picture so that when the car just at the point where the most dismantling has taken place to get that ring and the ring first comes out, I'd love to see. I'd love somebody to take a picture of them pulling the ring out.
I will take pictures and it'll be up on the website.
Perfect. Perfect.
Nice. Hey, Paul. Again, thank you to you and everybody at Global Imports for helping us out.
Not a problem. Happy to take care of it.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and obviously we'll get some information from you, Paul, Laura. I think our work is done here.
Oh, you guys are the best.
And Graham, congratulations. We will have that ring to you when Laura comes to visit you in 30 days.
That is wonderful. Thank you to everyone at Q100, and have a good day, all.
And you make sure Jenny gets that thing sized.
I will do. Don't you worry. First thing we do.
I bet.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.